Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today, our topic is entrepreneurial do's and don'ts. And the reason that we're going through this is to help you understand that having your own business means there's certain protocol that you have to follow and things that you must do to build a successful business. And we want to help you get to that position where you can have a successful business that goes on for many years. So what we need to do is go from here, and we'll discuss it and talk about the different topics that you need to know. If you have gone through all the steps of analyzing the market, identifying the opportunities, and developing a business plan, you have made substantial progress toward preparing yourself to start your own business. However, if you are like most people, you have probably found that for every question you answered, more questions surfaced that needed to be answered. At this point, your situation is similar to that of a person who has graduated from college. You've learned a lot, but you still don't know all you need to know. There is a lot more for you to learn if you want to beat the odds. The preceding chapters provided numerous helpful insights, examples, tips, and guidelines. It is easy for people to be overwhelmed. However, when they are presented with so much information on so many different areas, the following list of do's and don'ts has been provided to help you put things in perspective and to highlight many of the most salient points that you need to keep in mind as you continue your entrepreneurial journey. These tips were provided during interviews with over 150 entrepreneurs from a wide range of businesses. Before getting to the list, it may be helpful to provide a noteworthy observation by one of the entrepreneurs. Life is a startup and similar to the cycle of manic depressive behavior, where you feel you are on the top of the world one day and waking up terrified in the middle of the night the next. Think about and be clear about your motivation for starting a venture. Remember, when you start a venture, you need to really look at it and think about how you can do it in a way that can put you in a situation where you are doing what you really love to do. What is it that you have a passion for? How is that passion going to work for you? Are you into it because it's something that you really are interested in? Is it something that you're in just because it's something that someone told you to go into? And what really wasn't where you really need to be. So remember, you need to look at all the ins and outs of everything you do today and how you're going to make it work for you, how you're going to be successful at it, and do you have a plan in place? Remember, we discussed this earlier. You need to have a specific plan in place. You need to know exactly what it is that you're planning to do and how you're going to make it work for you. Realize that your business is a 24/7 adventure. You can't call time out, and there are no real vacations. And this is important to understand, because think about it. If you have your business and you own it, people, like, think about it as your website. Everyone has to have a website today. When you're asleep, your website is working for you. It's making you money. So how can you take all of this information and really put it together so that it really gets you where you want to be? Don't fail to recognize the impact of starting a business on your family and social life. Don't do this without the support of your personal network, family, and so on. You will need their support, and it will cost them something too, in money as well as time. This is important to understand, but even if you don't have the family support systems in place, that doesn't mean that you can't have a successful business. It's just that you have to find other support systems, and that may mean putting together a mastermind group, people that have the answers that can really help you with looking at what it is that you need to do that's going to help you be successful. And they're also going to help you come up with ideas on how you can generate the money that you need in a startup, because it usually means that if you have money in the bank, you have to use that when you start up a business, because you can't always count on bank loans. Make sure your personal life is in order. You cannot afford to let personal problems interfere with the business. Don't expect to maintain yourself your same lifestyle and standard of living. Your cash flow may not be what you expect, and you may need to make some sacrifices in order to remain in business. And this is something that's very true that a lot of people don't always think about, that when you start up a business, until you actually get it flowing, it's going to take away from your social life. It's going to take away from your family. And they have to as well be on board to help you be successful. And they also have to accept the fact that it's going to take away from your time, even when you're at home. For instance, many a time when people work at home, they'll set themselves up in office, and then they don't set themselves up with specific hours. So what happens is their children come in and they interfere with things that they're doing, and that's just not professional. And you want people to see your business as being professional, and they want to see you as the expert on your topic. So you also have to remember that you have to look at it as, how are you going to do things that's going to help you be successful down the road? And save enough money to live on for the first 2 years that your business is open, so that you can take all the profits you make and put them right back into your business. Make sure that you and your family can recover from the financial setback if things do not go well as planned. Things normally don't go as well as planned. Don't go too far with the personal sacrifices. Try hard to maintain some balance in your life. Don't dive in half-heartedly. Go all out or go home. Have your heart felt and soul in the business. If you don't believe in it, no one else would. Don't go into the venture just because you are tired of what you are doing. Don't start a business just because someone else has been successful at the same business. You will never be able to copy that person's decisions, good or bad or luck. Make sure you really want to be an entrepreneur. Too many hours, too much stress. That's a big one, because this is things that people don't realize, or they say, oh, well, someone else can be successful in having their own business, so I can. But it all depends on your personality. Hello? 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 Okay. Doesn't look like we had a call come in, or I thought someone had called in and they didn't answer. So let's look at some other things. Or if he has, please call back, because if you're looking to start a business and you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, there are things that you really need to be aware of that can really help you with having a successful business. Have your heart and soul in the business. If you don't believe in it, no one else will. And that's it. If you believe in your success, then guess what? You will be successful. Hello? Hello? Are you there now? Hello? Your mic is open. Do you have a question? Don't go into a venture just because you get tired of what you are doing. You have to really love what it is that you're doing, and you have to think of why you want to be in that business. Do you have something to offer that's really unique? Don't go into a venture just because you are tired of what you are doing. Don't start a business just because someone else has been successful at the same business. You will never be able to copy that person's decisions, good or bad, or luck. Make sure you really want to be an entrepreneur. Too many hours, too much stress. Don't expect it to be easy or that it will be easier now that you are your own boss. Remember, just like you get all the glory by being the boss if you make the right decisions, if things go wrong, guess what? You get all the... It all falls back on your head, too. And I know someone that he had his own business, and as a home builder. And he was doing this right when the savings and loans had their big crisis. And he had three homes that he had put up for sale that were finished. But in the process, He had people put down payments on them, and then someone backed out, but he didn't have the money to give them, and even if he had, he couldn't even go through with the sale because the bank owned the homes at the time. So just remember, you got to look at all of those things and make sure that you make the right decisions. Don't think that you will be your own boss. Be prepared to work harder than you ever thought. You must be willing to do most of the work when you are starting out. When you first get started, you don't have the money to outsource projects. So what happens is you end up wearing all the hats. And a couple of years ago, I got a program from someone, and it was called Outsource Secrets. All he was doing was telling people how to hire and subcontract out business and to improve their time management skills. So it was like it was this big secret that no one knew about, and all he was doing was retelling them how to do the things they had already done. So what you need to think about is how that can benefit you, how you can manage your time and budget your time so that you can get everything done in a day. And the best way to do that is to think of, what are the things that you really don't like to do? Because if you do the things you really love to do first, then guess what? Those things will get done, but then the projects that need to get done that you don't really like to do, they will never get done. So it's up to you to decide how you're going to manage your time better, because unless you have the extra money to outsource or to hire a virtual assistant to help you in your business, it all's going to fall on your head, or you either have to have family members to help you get started. Years ago, when people had brick-and-mortar stores and they opened up the store, it was usually their husband or their wife that worked with them in the store to help them with running the business until it became successful enough to hire someone to come out and work for you. So realize that you will wear many hats, especially when you are first starting. You will do a variety of tasks that you never envisioned doing and would not do if you were working for someone else. The life of an entrepreneur is one that requires a lot of self-imposed discipline. You will not have a boss to say, let's call it a night, or give you an encouragement when things get rough. Remember, what that means is you have to learn to pat yourself on the back and telling yourself, good job, good job. Because when you learn how to pat yourself on the back and say, you're doing a good job, it's just going to take your time, don't get frustrated, then guess what? If you don't have that support system, then somewhere along the line, you're going to lose self-confidence in yourself. So what are some things that you can really do that can really help you to build that self-confidence and make it all work for you? Don't underestimate the power and importance of having prior experience and knowledge. The biggest problem that people do is that they decide to go into business in something they really have no interest in. And guess what? If you don't have an interest in it, you're not going to want to spend the time doing it or working at it. That's why in these trying times when people are desperate for work, the first thing I tell them is, what is it that you really have a passion for? What is it that you're currently doing that you can turn into an income for you? You have a lot of people that are creative out there that like to design jewelry. And if they don't have a job, then they can take those jewelry. There's festivals all over the country, especially in areas where it's warm. And especially in the South, from April until October, there's festivals going on almost every weekend. And all you have to do is you have to find out exactly when you have to submit. Many of them have where you have to be juried in. And let me tell you something, even if you're not juried in, you can always go when they're having a festival in a certain area. Like in Atlanta, we have them in Piedmont Park. You can go and sit outside or across the street, because if people are walking in that area, they'll come over and visit you and see what you have. And I've seen many a jewelry maker or an artist take their wares and put it on the outside just that they knew that something was going on in the area. So there's many ways around things if you don't always get juried into the fair. And then remember, if you get juried in and you have to be, and you're known 6 to 9 months before you even have that event. And because it's outdoors, you never know what the weather's going to be. And if the weather's right, guess what? You can have a really good weekend. If the weather's bad, you just spent a lot of money for that hotel room, for the food, for the booth, and you didn't make it back. So the economy does affect those things, but it's always something that you have to consider and look at almost every turn. Don't assume that expertise in one area will easily translate into business savvy in another area. Don't get into the things you know absolutely nothing about. Don't go into business as a get-rich-quick scheme. Get-rich-quick schemes usually backfire. There are many multi-level marketing companies out there that will tell you that, you can join us this month and by next month be making $20,000. Don't believe it. It doesn't happen. Anything you do, it takes time to build. No matter what the business is or where it is, it just takes time. Don't let other people's skepticism draw you away from accomplishing your own goals and dreams. Always be willing to take a chance. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from something you really want to do. Don't quit your full-time job until you know you can make a living at the new enterprise. Now, that's a big thing, because many people, when they are working for a company, that gives them an added income. If you know you want to start your business, and the best thing to do is when you have another source of income, that way when that source ends or it kind of decreases. Guess what? It still allows you to have the money to pay your bills. And the best thing to do is remember, especially if you're in a network marketing company, you have that income coming in, you're able to put the money into your business, then when your income from your network marketing company or your home-based business company, no matter what the business is, equals what you are making working for the company that you're working with, then and only then do you decide to quit or resign. I know someone that it turned out she had health issues, and she was working for Whole Foods, and she had pretty much peaked out as far as what her income was going to be unless she went into management. But she really didn't want to go into management. So she took her sales skills and she went to work for a company at the America's Mart. It was a company that had a showroom there, and she was in sales and she had to do a lot of traveling. Well, she got into the job. She was doing pretty well. Then her Crohn's disease started to act out, so she was not able to perform that job. So then this time when she went back to Whole Foods, she went back into management training, because by then she realized that for her, the best thing to do was to stay with the company where she had an income and go into management. And she had a year-long management training program that she was in before she became a manager, so she can manage a department. So you always have to look at what your skills are and how you're going to translate them from the field you're in to the field that you're going into and how you can make it all work for you. Don't burn your bridges when you leave a company, and don't take negativity about your former employer. It's a small world, and this detracts from your professionalism. And what that means is, think about it this way. When you are going to work for someone else, or you're going to have your own business, you don't know what kind of network that you can think about. Because the thing is, if you know someone that works in another company, then that's your point of interest. That person has referrals that they can give you. They have leads that can help you in your business. So how do you take and translate all of that so that it's made success for you in the areas that you want or need somewhere else down the road? So there's always things that you can think about and how it can help you to expand and build your business down the road. And what I'm going to do is take a break here, and I'm also going to remind you that you can visit my website, and that's the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for our year-long coaching period program to help you design a route that's right for you, to design a way that's good for you to go out and think about building a business, and think or put together a plan, a master plan that's from startup to actual going down the road to the success. And it takes time to build a business. And we will be back in just a few short minutes. Okay, now I'd like to welcome you back to the second half, and what we're going to do is discuss further some of the do's and don'ts for being an entrepreneur. Don't underestimate the amount of time that it's going to take to be an entrepreneur. You must be able to budget your time carefully. You will work harder and longer hours than ever before. Don't think success will come quickly and easily. Develop a presence in the market. Spend a lot of time building relationships with suppliers and sources of customers. Remember, You have to build relationships, because when you build relationships, guess what? Then you're building up rapport between them. People buy from friends. They buy from people that they trust. So you need to build trust with someone, because you can't always expect that that trust is going to be there just because you want it to be. So, excuse me. Focus on those things that are important to the business. Don't spend a lot of time on office paperwork instead of meeting prospects and improving your network of contacts. And that's important to think about, because preparation should be something that you do in the evening hours for the next day, because you need to spend that time working with clients. You need to establish your income. If you're not building up rapport along the way, then chances are you're still in the startup. You're not actually moving to the actual stage of putting the words into action. You should invest considerable time in finding new business. Don't share your idea with everyone. Be discreet with those you talk to about your idea. Think about it. If you know someone that's going to be your competitor and you're telling them your ideas, then before you have a chance to even implement it, guess what? They can take your idea and they can put it into work for themselves. And then that doesn't make you unique. Remember, in everything you do, you want to be unique. You need to find out what is it that makes you different from the next person you're working with. You need to be at least 40 years old to have enough experience to start, but if you're older than 40, you may not have enough energy to persist. If possible, work in that type of business before starting a venture. The best way to research a business is to work in that business for a while. Find an idea or industry that excites you. It will help with the long hours associated with a new business venture. Think about it. If you're doing something that you really love to do, then guess what? It's not work, because it would be something that you would do and spend hours at as a hobby. That is why that when I talk to people, I always ask them, what is it that you have a passion for? And how can you take that passion and make it work for you as a business? Because if you make it work for you right, guess what? It's going to be in a situation that's going to help you get your business where you want it to be. And think about it. How many entertainers are very successful because they're doing what they love to do? And it really shines through, because if they're doing something that's tedious, or the job that you're doing is very tedious, and guess what? You're not very happy doing it. And if you're not very happy doing it, then you're not even going to want to be there. And you're not even, and any potential customer you have, they're going to know that you're there just for the money alone, and you're not there because it's something that you really love to do. Don't start a business based on something you like to do and want to do, just to have a business of your own. Make sure that there is a market for the product or service. Don't be afraid to start the new venture if your planning and research are thorough and you feel confident about the prospects. Then start your own business. Set up some type of advisory committee or board for advice well before you start your business. These advisors can go beyond providing advice to providing business services, providing introductions to other companies and opportunities, and even becoming investors themselves. Contact professional advisors, an accountant, and an attorney before you do anything else. Hire professionals who know what you do not know. that's the biggest thing that I think why a lot of people fail in business is they try to do everything and they don't have the advice of an accountant or a lawyer that can tell them what the laws are, how it affects them, and how they can set things up so that it does not interfere with the success of their business. And that's the biggest thing, especially if you're not a good money manager, you better have an accountant, because if you can't manage your money, then you're going to go right through it. For instance, I know someone that he was in the music business, or so he said, and I've gotten to wonder, because he used to say how he had $30,000 a month coming in, and he lived like it, but then when he decided he wanted to take some time off, he didn't cut his expenses. And I'm just wondering how much of what he said was true, because now he's decided he wants to go back into it, and he's told me he's had this one contact him, that one contact him, and then when I asked him what else is going on, nothing seemed to be working. So you've got to remember, you have to take what people tell you with a grain of salt, too, and you want to research it. I had someone contact me asking me about my services as a career coach, because he's working with a career coach. And all the career coach is really doing is helping him to put together his resume and using action words. And it sounds more like, instead of asking them what is it that you want to do, how can you take the skills you have within one company and how can you translate them into either working for another company, or if you can't get the salary you want within one company, why not subcontract with two or three or four companies who could use your services, and then that generates enough income for you to turn around and make the kind of income that you want to make. So it's just a matter of knowing what it is that you want to do and how you can take it and make it work for you right. Get a good accountant. An accountant can tell you areas where you can save money that a bookkeeper cannot. This is especially important with taxes and deductible expenses. Network, network, network. Develop so many contacts as you can. You will need all the help you can possibly master. And this is something that I've spoken about before. Remember, if you're marketing a business, you want to go to a Power Core meeting or a Leads Club, because you can go to these meetings. You can be the only one within your profession. You go to them and you stand up. You tell them what it is that you do, how you do it, and the type of client that you're looking for. And because you're the only one in your profession, then you can get anywhere from 5 to 10 leads in a day, depending on how many people are in that leads club. And the idea is, if you know someone who could use the other person's services, then you give them a lead. And those are usually the hot leads. And that's why you go to those things. Also, incorporate the internet. When you incorporate the internet, you want to be an open networker on LinkedIn, because the more leads you get, the more contacts you have, the more people you can contact telling them what you do. For instance, I have over 600 leads on or contacts on LinkedIn. I sent them out an email on career coaching telling them that I can help people who have lost their jobs and are looking for a whole new career to discuss ways that can really help them figure out what it is they want to do. I had several people contact me with leads. Well, there's my hot leads to go work. So it's understanding how to do that. Remember, you can go on LinkedIn. You have Ning that you can go in there, and you can create your own network on Ning. Your own social group. I belong to over 50 on Ning. You also have other sites that are available to you that are social sites that you can go on. You can go on to Facebook. Facebook is one of the best sites that you can go on and sign up for as a and have a page on Facebook. You can send emails to people directly. You can write on their walls. You can let them know what you're doing. And guess what? It can give you leads. So you have to figure out which way is the best way for you to go to build your leads and contacts. Talk to other entrepreneurs in the area. Visit people in other cities who have started similar ventures like the one you are considering. Pick their brains. Learn from others who have gone before you. Learn from successful people by examining both their successes and their failures. Remember, if someone is in the same business that you're in, if you see what they've done that has caused them to fail, then it teaches you what you can do and what you can't do. It helps you learn how to turn around and do the things that are going to help you expand your business. Take advantage of the many groups that provide assistance to new ventures. Join industry groups that share best practices. Leverage their members and ideas. Have a mentor. Find someone who can help you with knowledge of your business or of running a business in general. You need a reality check from time to time. This is very important because I think people forget that the best thing that you can do is if you have someone who's your coach or your mentor, then they're the best people to go to that can help, that you can go and bounce ideas off of. And they can help you to figure out which is the best idea, because what happens is you can tend to go in 10 different directions to get to the same end. And if you have a mentor or a coach, then they can give you, that'll work, this won't work, that'll work, so it helps you kind of gear on to what are the steps you need to take. And remember, you don't want to set yourself up for failure. So you need you have to figure out what are the steps that you need to take that are going to get you to the means that you want to go in. And so many times people will forget and they'll just say, oh, if I do this, and then all of a sudden someone else gives them another idea, and before they even completed that idea and made sure it worked or it didn't work, they were on to something else. So by having a mentor or a coach, then it helps you keep on track for what it is that's going to help you. Take advantage of many groups that provide assistance to new ventures. Join industry groups that share best practices. Leverage members' ideas. Have a mentor. Find someone who can help you with knowledge of your business or of running a business in general. You need a reality check from time to time. Research your product or service idea and make sure that a market exists. Before you start, know the answer of the question. How am I going to make money? Don't wait for the perfect opportunity to present itself. If you wait for the home run, you will never make it to the plate. Don't think you will survive just because you are smart. Don't think you know everything because you don't. Recognize and understand how much you know and how much you don't know. Challenge your assumptions. Continuously analyze where you are and where you should be going in business. And that's the biggest thing that a coach, or especially a business coach, will do, is they'll help you understand this, where you are now, where you need to be, and the steps you need to take to reach that. Instead of you have this idea in your head, but you don't really know what to do, you know where you're at, you know where you want to be, you don't know what you don't know. And what that means is that unless someone else is there to bounce ideas off and give you ideas, then you'll think you know all the answers when in reality you don't. So you really don't know what you don't know. So how can you learn to find out and learn what you need to know in an area that you really don't know anything? So it's a matter of getting the right help and support in place for you. Be perceptive and flexible. The marketplace can change. Be willing to adapt your strategy. Preconceived ideas can be disproved. new opportunities can develop. Unless you have a frame of mind to be flexible, you will miss these opportunities and changes, and this can negatively affect your success. Develop an understanding of what the critical success factors for the business can be. Learn to say no. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Learn from the mistakes. Do what you think you should do instead of what everyone else thinks you should do. And don't get so cocky that you think you do not need the help and advice of advisors and experts. Don't rely too heavily on learned behaviors from your previous life, corporate America. Remember, in corporate America, you had to do what the corporation told you what to do. Think about it as ice skating. When they are competing at the amateur level, they have certain rules and guidelines they have to adhere to gain points. So you'll see them do certain jumps, but they don't get the flexibility of doing the showmanship. So to do that, sometimes you have to go out and be on your own. So remember, if you have an idea and if you want it to work and you know what it takes to run a business because you are an entrepreneur, because you have been working in the corporation, then you can take it and go to the next level. Back in the 1990s, when IBM and when Equifax and all of those companies were starting to let go a lot of their upper management positions, guess what? A lot of those people had the skills to take and run their own business. So many of them went to the next level and ran their own business. So think about what you can do if you're out of the corporate environment and you're looking for another avenue to work in. But remember, take and use the skills that you're using and really build on it. Don't look to do something that you really know nothing about. Take and do what it is that you really enjoy doing. Don't be afraid to make a major decision or get instinct when there is no other choice. Do be prepared. You can never be too prepared. Don't wait too long to act on ideas. Be prepared to have big responsibilities, make quick decisions, and resolve problems. Remember, if a problem comes into existence, if you don't deal with it, it's only going to grow into a bigger problem. You can't wait. And an example of that is if you're in partnership with someone and there's a discrepancy in his idea or vision of the company with your idea and vision of the company, then it's going to create conflict. So the best thing you can do is have someone there that can really help you deal with where the discrepancy is and how to come to terms with it and deal with it so both of you are on the same page on your business. Do your homework. Research the variables and perform due diligence. Don't ever let your guard down or stop paying close attention to quality and details. Execution is often the key. Attention to details can put you ahead of the competition. Continuously cover all the bases. A new venture is fragile. Important employee morale, cash flow, customer relations, finances, everything needs to be monitored constantly. Any problems that arise need to be addressed immediately. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Know your limits and pace yourself. Don't assume that your way is always the right or always the best way. Listen to customers' and employees' complaints and ideas. Remember, your customers are your business, and you want to keep them as customers, so you have to think of the things that you can do that can really help you plan what you're going to do to run a successful business, because you want to be around in 5 years, in 10 years. So what are the things that you can do that can really help you get your business to the next level? Don't trust another person's estimates of revenue or profits unless you can be sure that they do not have a vested interest in your starting the business. Franchises come to mind. Do the analysis yourself if you can, or hire an independent consultant. When starting a business, it is important that you listen to all the inputs from business acquaintances, friends, and family. They will all have good advice. Always remember, however, that this is your business and you must make the final decision. Be flexible and have fun. Enjoy the ride. A high level of energy and a high level of infectious enthusiasm are essential. Your persona becomes the persona of your business. Your drive, stamina, attitude, and behavior become the attributes of your business. Any action you take in front of employees or customers in a representation of your business, always put your best face forward. Don't throw in the towel at the first sign of adversity. Be prepared to face tough times. Don't get discouraged when you hit obstacles or things do not go as planned. There will be bumps in the road. Don't get overly optimistic in the good times. Don't think you can do it by yourself. No matter what successes you have, stay humble. No matter what failures you have, learn from them. Be prepared to motivate yourself because you will be your own boss and there will be no one there to tell you what needs to be done. Don't compromise your integrity. Honor your commitment. Don't compromise. Don't promise anything you can't deliver. Remember, you have to gain trust of your employees. And to do that, you want to tell them you can deliver what you can deliver. Don't try and tell them you can deliver something that you're not sure you can deliver, because that's the best way to lose their trust. So think of some things that you really can help yourself do, and remember how you can do them more successfully. Don't compromise your integrity. Honor your commitments. Don't promise anything you can't deliver. Never lie to customers or employees. Lies will always come back to haunt you. Do the right thing even when it hurts. Never be satisfied with your current state. Always look for always to improve the business. Track key operating and performance metrics carefully. Hone your management skills and have people available to you who are good managers. Continually look for ways in which you can do a better job. Your job will need to evolve as your business grows. And that's the biggest thing that I want to tell you about. Use technology to improve your performance and enhance your personal productivity. And that's the last thing that I'm going to discuss, and I'm going to spend the time on that for the last couple of minutes that we have left, because technology is what's running the market today. That is why companies can have someone work for them from their home. Think about it. When gas went up to $5, even the government was telling their employees, stay home. Work from home. You'll get your pay. You don't have to have the expense of running your car, especially when you think about it, is how many times people have jobs where most of their job is spent on the phone. Well, you can do that from home. All the company has to do is give you the computer with the software installed and the phone. You set up those lines from home, and then you have a place to work. But remember, if you have a family there, you have to let them know that you're set off in that room. This is your working time, and you can have interruptions. Because when you have interruptions, guess what? You're not going to be completing your job and doing your job to the best of your ability, and then you're not going to get your projects done on time. So remember, all of these things are important when you have a business today. And I want to remind you to go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And I invite you to come back next week when we have another discussion and help you plan having a business.